Hey y'all, what's poppin'? You are now tuned in to Talk with Chocolate on Crown Radio. I am your host with the most, the one and only fashion icon herself, Dior the Chocolate Doll. And this is Queens Talk TV. Now y'all know I love to talk my shit, I pop my shit, and I'm always about my shit, whether it's fashion or music. So y'all know I'm gonna spill the tea, baby. I know that's right. It's been so much going on lately, I don't even know where to start, but y'all know I'm gonna spill the tea, right? Alright, let's get into this. Alright, so, listen. First off, let me send warm wishes of speedy recovery out to music artist Tory Lanez. I'm sure you guys heard, he was stabbed 14 times in prison, including 7 wounds to his back, 4 to the torso, 2 to the back of his head, and 1 to the left side of his face like a week ago. But he's currently resting, he's recovering, so please, Tory, get better. Get better. We waiting on you to get back home and give us some of that fire music. You a child of God, so you forever covered, and he got you. Get well soon. Okay, y'all, so while we on the topic of Tory Lanez, y'all remember Kelce's bodyguard, Bradley James, who was supposed to have, like, take the stand and testify when that case first started off? And he just randomly went missing. They couldn't find him nowhere, right? So, news just broke last week out of Tory's defense that Bradley James has reappeared and resurfaced. Law, he done reappeared and resurfaced and came with new evidence. He done came with evidence claiming that Kelce was the one who shot Megan. How y'all feel about that? He done reappeared and said Kelce is the one who done shot Megan and it was never Tory. Now, y'all know me. Y'all know your girl. I'ma be honest. Like, we already knew this years ago. We already knew. I mean, it was quite obvious. After all the residue was found on her hands and then she get immunity, that speaks for itself. You know what I'm saying? Speaks for itself. Not only that, but not to be like, you know, throwing shade, but Megan, her story just switched up so much, she can't even keep up with it, you know? Plus, you gotta think about it, like, you're supposed to be best friends, sleeping with your dude behind your back. Of course, there's gonna be heated conversations and arguments and certain things going on with that, you know what I'm saying? But, like, that's just my opinion. I ain't wanna judge. I'm just speaking facts, you know? And to, like, really get somebody locked up, an innocent person, on some bullcrap, like, that's some crazy work, baby. That's some crazy work. But we all know who, you know, she tied to in this industry. So it's, to me, I ain't gonna lie, it's giving a setup like they do everybody else. But like, for real, if y'all go way back to them recordings of Tory Lanez Live when it first was happening, things and he was spitting a lot of the gems and certain stuff on what he did, you'll feel the same way I feel. Just go back and listen to it. Tell me what y'all think. But now, Megan's team did speak out after Tory's attorneys made the claim about the evidence and stated that Megan's team stated that Tory Lanez was tried and convicted by a jury of his peers in the case, and it was properly adjudicated through the court system. They also said that this is a case of violent assault that resolved in a court of law. Okay. But anyways, since then, multiple people have stepped in to assist. They've been having petitions and things going around for his release. Also, a congresswoman stepped in, Anna Pavlin Luna, and she also has made claims that there is a never-before-seen a ring camera footage that shows Tory did not shoot Megan, and it will be released soon. So, baby, it's getting juicy. It's getting real juicy. So, we shall see how all of this play out because, like I said, it's getting real, real juicy in these streets. All right, y'all. So, huge congratulations to my girl, Cardi B. She has been announced as the recipient of the prestigious Voice of the Culture by American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers, also known as the ASCAP. This accolade recognized significant influence on music and culture. Cardi B is the first woman, I know that's right, the first woman to win consecutive ASCAP's Rhythm and Soul Songwriter of the Year Award. Like, I so love this for her. Like, continue to flourish and elevate. Let whoever talk they shit, because at the end of the day, you in your bag, and you doing what needs to be done for yourself and your children, you know what I'm saying? But, like, speaking of my girl Cardi B, like, don't y'all hate when you elevating and you done moved on from a relationship and then your ex want to try to, you know what I'm saying, be petty and won't let you be great? Especially when they the ones who did you wrong and they mad and they caused the breakup. Like, why they do that? Why do they do that? But anyways, like, he real salty right now. That's what I'm gonna say. He real salty. So, according to reports, Offset is now asking for spousal support from Cardi B to maintain his lifestyle. According to a recent divorce filing, he also has requested joint custody of their children and also to use Cardi B's home as a primary residence. Baby, honey, all I'ma say is that's some crazy ass work. Cheating on your wife and the mother of your children, who makes more than you, now you asking for support? That's lower than hell. That is low. It's giving he's hurt her. He mad about seeing her and her new boo all booed up, looking all gorgeous together. These, little trips they've been taking together. That's some crazy work, baby. Alright, y'all, so a big, another huge shout out and congratulations to Kendrick Lamar. He been doing his big one lately. If you guys haven't heard, he done broke another record, this time holding the number one spot on the Billboard charts for 3 consecutive months, becoming the first rapper to do so since 2018. I know that's right. Baby, Kendrick ain't playing no games. He in that era right now. He is in his era. He in that grind mode. He is killing it. And I'm loving all of this for him. It's so much deserved. Kendrick, keep popping your shit. You the truth. Alright, y'all, so after Mo3's tragic death in 2020, he left behind 3 children and a powerful legacy. Although he wasn't married, he made sure he left and built up for them before he, before he went. His music, his messages, and now his catalog. Yes, 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 that is right. Mo3's estate, his family, and 3 children has been declared the sole owner of the music catalog after winning a legal battle against former engineer Ray Gene Bolin Jr. A jury ruled Mo3 held full ownership. Man, oh man, baby. I tell y'all, when the devil works, God works even harder. And the fact that that man tried to take that away from Mo3's children, that's just trifling. That is so trifling. But y'all see how quick God turned that around, right? Yeah. Don't play with God and what he got going on. So, yeah, that's just trifling him. But I'm so glad that they were able to win that and get that. They deserve that. All right, y'all. So, hip-hop rap legend Slick Rick is making his long-awaited return with Victory, his first album in 26 years. Dropping June 13th. Now, this marks the legendary storyteller's first full-length release since 1999. Now, y'all know, he is, known for the unmistakable voice and vivid narrative, so it's definitely gonna give that visual experience that we know we heard of him, and I cannot wait. I cannot wait to see, how he about to come with it, what he about to do, is he gonna switch up certain things, but, you know what I'm saying, who don't love him? He fired. All right, y'all, so what's up with y'all president, though? What's up with him? One minute he for the culture, next minute, you know what I'm saying, he is. I don't know. But I don't know if y'all heard, he just issued a full pardon to rapper NBA Youngboy, clearing his record of prior charges, including a 2020 gun case and the 2024 prescription fraud case in Utah. Now, NBA Youngboy did release a heartfelt message thanking Trump for the opportunity to continue his music and acknowledge support from his legal team and his fans. So, welcome home to NBA Youngboy. I know them concerts gonna be popping, so get y'all tickets, because I done seen something about that too. Also, it's even crazier, y'all. I get crazier than this. Trump also issued a full pardon on not only NBA Youngboy, but he also commuted the federal sentencing of Larry Hoover, the Chicago gang leader, whose imprisonment was spotlighted by Ye and Drake's 2021 The Larry Hoover concert. So, both of them was pardoned by Trump as of yesterday. So, welcome home to the both of them. That's kind of dope. That's kind of dope. Now, you guys know, every show I do, I love to show some love to a rising star run across, right? So today, I got to show some love to a beautiful young lady by the name of Datrice Thomas, a student at the University of Houston. Now, this talented young lady, I'm going to say this talented young woman, launched a Melanin Dolls created to empower young black girls through representation and self-love. The creativity of these dolls reflect courage, beauty, and identity. Baby, now I done seen one of these Barbie dolls, and she was absolutely stunning. The touches of her, from her skin color, from her hair texture, to the outfits, it was just so gorgeous. She looked like me, a pretty black Barbie doll. Datrice, honey, I love everything you stand for. You are encouraging, inspiring young girls to love themselves and love the skin that they in with your dial collection. I am so proud of you. Like, continue to elevate, continue to live in your purpose, continue to live your dreams, continue to push forward. You are that girl. I know that's right. All right, y'all. I'm done talking my shit. And I'm so glad that each and every one of you stopped through and tuned in to talk with Chocolate today. Y'all know me. I'ma always have that tea for you. Holla. Nah, but for real. Thank y'all so much. This is Talk with Chocolate. I am your host, The Order Chocolate Dow. This is Crown Radio, Queens Talk TV. Until next time, your girl signing out. Peace.